بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Our every lesson will start with, we will read Bismillah, read after me Bismillah, والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم أنت الميسر لكل عسير وأنت على كل شيء قدير. Right, so we are going to revise now the verb that we did yesterday. How everyone read it now one time. Nasara we read, which means to help. So Nasara will mean to help. He one man helped. They two men helped. They many men helped. She one woman helped. They men two women. They many women. You one man. You two men. You many men. You one woman. You two women. You many women. Now so amazing the Arabic language is. Now we want to get a meaning of he one man was helped. He one man was helped. They two men were helped. They many men were helped. So it means that same action of help. The first one was he helped. Second one was he was helped. To get that, all you have to do is that same Nasara. You're looking at Nasara on your paper. Past tense Nasara. The one paper that I gave you yesterday. So you don't make a mark on it. If I got time, I'll print for you, but I don't think there's a need to print also. You can work it out yourself. Right on top of it, I want you to make note of just two things. Don't write it first, just make note in your mind. Let's look at Nasara. The last letter we're not touching, the Ra. The second last letter, which is the Sod, you're going to give him Kasra. Kasra on the second last letter. So you can see where Nasara is written. Just under that there, by the Sod, put a Kasra. Because you already know Nasara is Nasara. So you're not ever going to read Nasira. So where the Sod is, you put your Kasra there under it. And the letter before it, which is the Noon. So we're going backwards. Last letter leave. Second last letter Kasra. And the remaining letters, it's supposed to be remaining letters with Haraka. But we only got one letter, so it's very easy for us. We say the first letter. Last letter leave. Second last letter Kasra. The letter before it Dhamma. So on our Noon, let's put a Dhamma. So now what it becomes? Nusira. And if I ask you to learn it, it's very easy because you have read Nasara, Nasara, Nasaru. Now we're going to read Nusira, Nusira, Nusiru, Nusirat, Nusirata, Nusirna, Tatumatum, Titumatunna. Got it? And in this one year, we have learned the entire meaning of he one man was helped. They two men were helped. They many men were helped. Before I make you all read it, let's think of a few that we have seen in Quran. Almighty Allah speaks about fasting has been made farz. So kataba means to write, kitaba. And sometimes when you want to make a law, you say, I wrote this law. Katabtu. I wrote it. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. So kutiba. Fasting has been written upon you, meaning has been made compulsory. Furida. Qad furida. Furida, farada, to make a law. Furida, the law has been made. Like this in Quran, lot of places you will see Dhamma Kasra. Never you see Dhamma Kasra, it means he never do the action was done on him. One, we call it Ma'ruf. Ma'ruf, where the doer is mentioned. He hit, daraba. He broke, kasara. He heard, samia. Majhul, where the doer is not mentioned. So there's ma'ruf, majhul, not important at all. You'll just know your translation. He was heard, sumia. He was hit, duriba. He was helped, nusira. So let's try this one, nusira. Now, tatuma, we're not going to say that because same thing. Sumia.
Sumia.
Su. Look at that noon with the dhamma, and then you read it always. Sumi'a. Daraba. So now it becomes Doriba. Doriba. Futiha. Fataha means to open. Futiha, it was open. Futiha. Look inside it and try and work it out there. You got the paper? Right, look at that Nasara. So you look, Futiha. Second last letter Kasra, first letter Dhamma. Futiha, Futiha, then? Futihu, then? Futihat. Futihata. The last one is right. Futihna. Try again. Futiha. Sumi'a. What else is left? Kataba. So say Kutiba. Ridwan. It's Ridwan. Why he calls you Ridwan so much? I'm thinking I never knew your name. Huh? Your father. Okay, Kutiba. Another verb that you will definitely have heard somewhere in life besides these words. Another verb. Which verb? Qatala. Qatala, to kill. Already seeing a jihad spirit is created now. Qutila. He was killed. Qatala, he killed. Qutila, he was killed. لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أموات. سبيل الله, you'll know. في, you'll know. قتلوا, those who were killed. So only what's left? لا تحسبن. Don't ever think. الذين, الذين, I told you. Those people. قتلوا, who were killed. في سبيل الله, in the path of Allah. Don't ever think of them to be أموات, dead. بل أحياء, rather they alive. So you know قُتِلُوا, you know fi, you know سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. قُتِلُوا, قُتِلَ. One more verb. Huh? Louder. دُعِيَ. دَعَى. دَعَى, he called. And now he was called دُعِيَ. دُعِيَ, he was called. You are madu'u, you are called. He is a da'i, he is the caller. You are madu'u. So now du'iya. But now you'll think, now how does this work out? It was da'a. Now it became du'iya. So all that you don't have to worry about. You must just know it happened. So now the first one will be du'iya. Let's try du'iya. Du'iya,
du'iya,
du'iya. Right, now that's why I never asked you for du'iya. So when you get stuck with these ones, I'll just help you along later on and explain how you get it. So here we'll read du'iya, du'iya. Now he was going to read du'iyu. This is a funny law in Arabic. Wherever the Arab finds his tongue getting stuck, like du'iyu. See, kasra dhamma. He doesn't like that sound. So in madrasa we learn one nice story. One ustad of ours taught it. I never heard it from anyone after. Later on, when I taught it, I said, I think I'm the only inheritor, because whoever he taught it, it seems none of them heard it from him also. So now at least that inheritance is going past. He taught one nice law. He said in the Arabic language, whenever you will get the sound of i'u, whenever you get the sound of i'u, it will end off as u. So we learn it like, i'u becomes u. Later on, I'll show you, a'u becomes o. But don't worry, I have a'u now. So, i'u, let's look at this. Du-i-u. You saw the sound, i'u. So, let's du-i-ya, du-i-ya. Now, du-i-u, he said, wherever you get i'u becomes u. So, it'll be du-u. Du-i-ya, du-i-ya, du-u. Du-i-ya, du-i-ya, du-u. And then we'll go back again. Du-i-yat. Right, now, du'iyat, du'iyata, and now we're stuck again. So it'll be du'ina, du'ina. Because Those are the hard ones. Like when it becomes ya, why it's wow, so we're not worrying of that. But let's read it. So the first five, du'iya, du'iya, du'u. No, du'iyu. Du'iya, du'iya, du'u. Du'iyat, du'iyata, du'ina. Because isn't you heard sometimes, du'ita, idha du'ita. Isn't in Quran comes, idha du'itum, when you will be called. Idha du'itum, when you will be called to go out somewhere, then you must respond. Where the ayat of Quran comes? Idha du'itum? No. Okay, what about nudiya? Ever heard of nudiya? Idha nudiya lis-salati. When the call is made for the salah, nudiya. But du'itum comes in Quran, isn't it? فَاسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ. When you are called towards that which will give you life. إِذَا دُعِيتُمْ. Let's leave it. Lucky that Morana wasn't here. You say we all katcha. Right. So I have taught you all two verbs. We have learned ma'ruf. We have learned majhul. We ended off in ma'ruf. Right till the ending, two was left. Let's end off the last two. So we said, Nasara, Nasara, Nasaru. Nasarat, Nasarata, Nasarna. Tatuma, Tumti, Tuma, Tunna. The last one. I helped Nasar, Tu. We helped Nasar, Na. Remember that it was Nasar, Na. Now it becomes Nasar, Na. So Nasar, Tu, I helped. Nasar, Na. We helped. Nusir, Tu, I was helped. Nusir, Na. We were helped. Got this? That's a very easy lesson. I will now take you into our second lesson of Nahwa. We did the first lesson, which was called Harfe Jar. And in Harfe Jar, we did Fi Sabilillahi. We did Li Lillahi. We did Min A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytani. We did Ala Inna Allaha Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir. So in our language, it is called Arabic language, lesson 2. Anyone who's listening online, they will find it on the folder, which is named Arabic language, lesson 2, causes of Kasra al-Idafa. This is a very, very easy lesson. When we were reading, Kul A'udhu Bi was Harfe Jar. Rabbi was supposed to get Kasra because of Bi. But when you're reading the whole one, Kul, A'udhu, I enter into the protection, I seek refuge. Be in Rabbi, the Lord. After that, what you said? Rabbi An-Nasi. How we translated the Lord? Off. You know this word off? So this whole two pages will explain to you, wherever you hear off, the word after that will get kasra. Finish. Wherever you hear off. So where you got al-idafa written, just put the word of. Off. This is the easiest one. Wherever you are off. Let's look at Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Na. See. Why? Rub off mankind. Malikin Na. King of mankind. Ilahin Na. See. Ilah of mankind. Malik and Ilah was going to get kasra because of that B. Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaqi. And then join again. Bi. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nasi. Join to that bi. Qul a'udhu bi malikin nasi. Qul a'udhu bi ilahin nasi. So ilah, malik and rab are going to get kasra because of bi. But the word after that, annas, 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 is going to get kasra because of. I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind. The King of mankind. The Deity of mankind. Let's carry on. Min means from. Sharri, evil. After that we say Sharril Waswa Si. Because isn't we say from the evil of the Waspara. So in the Surah we did Harfe Jar. And now we finish Al-Idafa. We're just going to read this whole page. There's nothing to remember in this page here because you already learned the law. Wherever you see off, the word after it will get kasra. The second cause for a noun receiving a kasra is what is known in Nahwa as il-idafa. This is a very long story. We're not bothered of all. We just say off. Wherever off comes, get kasra. This refers to a connection between two nouns, where the second, the mudaf ilay, enjoys some sort of ownership over the first, known as the mudaf. You can see how long story this is. Or some sort of relationship. For example, in the phrase kitabu zaydin, the book of Zayd, the word of is indicative of Zayd owning the book, or being the author of the book, or perhaps of the book barely being by Zayd for such a long period that it has now become associated with Zayd, as though he is the mudaf owner. The rules that we're not worrying about. The mudaf, the first word, the mudaf will never receive tanween. Something to think about. Bi rabbi. We never said bi rab bin. Every word in Arabic is either a verb or a noun. Verbs you saw, nasara, nasara, nasaru. And then you get nouns. Let's look at a noun, the word kitab. Rabb is a noun. Malik is a noun. In Arabic, a noun, either it has tanween, malikun, or it has alif lam, al-maliku. Either it got tanween, malikun. Tanween will give the meaning, a king. Or it has alif lam, al-maliku. It will give the meaning, the king. Put alif lam at the beginning, the. Put tanween at the ending, a. Malikun, a. Al-maliku, the. That's why you can't have both. It will either be a, or it will be the. But when a mudaf comes, the mudaf will not receive a tanween, nor the letters alif lam. Look at it. Qul a'udhu bi rabbi. No alif lam. We never say ar-rab. We never say rabbun, rabban, rabbin. Rabbi. Maliki. Ilahi. Qadas. As for the mudaf ilay, the mudaf ilay will assume jar status. Like how harf a jar, it will end with a kasra. Examples. Kitabu Zaydin. The book of Zayd. Either he owns it, or it stayed by him, or he's the author of it, makes no difference to us. Imamul. See the word imam. No alif lam, no tanween. Alone if it was either al-imam. Where's the imam? Aina al-imam? Where's the imam? Alif lam. Aina imamun? Sometimes there's no imam in the masjid. Then the Arab will say, aina imamun? Where is any imam? I just need someone to go front. To either have alif lam, al-imam, aina al-imam, or aina imamun. Alone, imam can't work. But when it's mudaf, no alif lam, no tanween. Imamul masjidi. The imam of the masjid. Example of al-idafa in the last surah of the Noble Quran, we read it. Bi rabbin nasi. In the Lord of. Ilahin nasi. The true deity of. Malikin nasi. The king of. Min sharril waswasi. From the evil of the waspara. Third law I'll teach you in Arabic. We saw Rab got kasra. Why he got kasra? Who gave Rab kasra? B. An-Nas got kasra. Why he got kasra? Off. We won't even use the word mudaf. It sounds too long. We just say off. So we got B, which is called jar. We don't call it jar. We say B. Then we say off. But look at here. After al-waswas, we got al-khannas. Al-khannas describes waswas. That's why I see our translation. We never said of the waspara, we said of the lurking waspara. So al-khannas is a describing word of waswas. In Arabic, whenever one word describes, because when you describe something, isn't you like together? So even how that one looks, you must look the same. So if that one got dhamma, you get dhamma. He got fatha. Example, if it was al-waswasu, Then it'll be al-khannasu, al-waswasa, al-khannasa, al-waswasi, al-khannasi. Let's give you an example. Alhamdu, dhamma. And you saw alif lam. Lillahi. You can see li. Because of li, Allah got kasra. But after Allah, Rabbil Alameen is describing Allah. Because Allah got kasra, Rabbi will get kasra. A'udhu billahi. Ba gave Allah kasra. We know that. A'udhu billahi min. Jar. Min ash-shaytani. Why shaitan got kasra min? What about ar-rajim? Rajim describes shaitan. Shaitan got kasra, rajim will also got kasra. Min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. So from one surah, we learnt jar. Bi, li, fi, ala. We learnt of. And the last one we learnt, whoever describes looks the same. They call this mausuf sifat. We just say whoever describes looks the same. Min sharril waswas, from the evil of, there's waswas. Of the waspara. Fi suduri, sudur gets kasra because of fi, and nas gets kasra because of. In the hearts of mankind. And with this, our second lesson of Nahwa is finished. It was a very easy lesson. We will now put this lesson at the end of our pages. Most likely these two we will never have to see again. Do I make you understand where we are at the moment? Arabic is made up of three things. Why does a word get kasra? Why does a word get fatha? Why does a word get dhamma? From the three, we have already finished number one. Why does a word get kasra? And most of the time in Quran, you are going to see Lord kasras. So we already explained jar and off. Now we only have to do why does a word get dhamma and why does a word get fatha. And in that day, the entire nahwa has been finished. So you are 1/3 of nahwa already finished. And it took us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if every 3 days we can do 1/3, in 9 days hopefully we can finish nahwa. But we won't try to push it so far. Now we're going to spread it a little bit. But it just shows how fast we can go. I want to end now, but we can't end without explaining the end of the surah. So look at this page I gave you all. On the top one is the words of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Then it's قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. And then it's قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The whole surah we don't take, we're only taking few words. I want you to do this. I'm not going to test you now, I'm going to test you tomorrow. You're going to put a paper covering half. Someone who's looking online, they will find this here on that same folder, which is called New Microsoft Word Document, in which you will have قُلْ أَعُوذُ, and then you'll have a second column, Al-Falaq, and then you're going to have a third column, Ahad. We are going to test you tomorrow, the first column, because that's قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So you will just have it here and it'll say start. You'll say قُلْ, say أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge, Malik, King, إِلَىٰ, Deity, Shar, Evil, Al-Waswas, Wasbara, Al-Khannas. You can see that whatever is the one who withdraws, Alladhi, the one, Yuwaswisu, who whispers, Sudur, the hearts. Most of those words you know already. So that one we will do. Then again, Al-Falaq. So we got dawn, Sharri, Evil, Khalaqa, He created. There's four words left that we haven't done, or we did it, but I never taught it to you. Ghasiqin. Look at the first one, darkness. Yesterday I spoke to you about Ghasiq, darkness. Idha, I told you, Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, when the help of Allah will come. Waqaba, we did it yesterday. Something that spreads. I said, when it covers, when it spreads. Waqaba, waqaba, waqabu, waqabat, waqabata, waqabnata, tumatum. So we did ghasiq, we did waqab. Nafathat, you can't forget this because I told you nafas is breath and nafathat is to blow. It's something important to remember how you blow, and one is how you spit. Because it comes in the ahadith, if ever you have a bad dream, nafath, You must blow. Nafas comes with a little bit of wetness also. Little bit. But some people, when they hear you have a bad dream, instead of blowing, they actually spit. They think by spitting at the devil is like you're spitting at a dog. So what happens if the wife is next to you? Since then you saw a devil in your sleep, you'll see a devil when you wake up also. So the word nafath means it's a blow, but there's a slight amount of wetness in this blow. Nafath. Which means when the devil blows, he also leaves a slight amount of poison. There's a slight amount. It comes in the ahadith when a person wakes up in the morning, the devil has blown knots in him also. The devil blows. Nabi Sansom says, when he wakes up and he takes the name of Allah, a knot opens. Look at this. Where we spoke about the magicians making their own magic on knots. The devil also makes knots. Only we're not seeing that knots. He's making it on us. He said, when a person wakes up and takes Allah's name, a knot opens. I'm not sure of the whole narration, but I think it goes, then when he makes wudu, a knot opens. And then when he performs salah, a knot opens. Three knots have opened, the magic is gone. He said, that man, asbaha nashitan, whole day he will be active. So whenever I see someone, you're very tired in front of me, it means either he never take Allah's name when he woke up, or he never make wudu and he read his namaz without wudu, or he read wudu and he never read namaz. So he said, if a man has the knots, asbaha khabith and nafs, during that day he will be a very evil person. During that day he will just be upset, lazy and evil. The surah to show you magic is taking place around, it takes place on us also. So three knots to open up. Allah's name, wudu, two rakats of salah. Three knots are opened. He said, he's okay now. There's your naffathat, the blowers. Al-uqad, the knots. Got these words? Tomorrow you will cover it. And you're just going to go down. As you start reading, قُلْ أَعُوذُ malik ila shar. And like this here, how many words in Arabic you will then know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 words in the Arabic language. In that you will look at the last five, but I won't test you. This is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ, which we will discuss. But before we go to that, let's end off قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ's explanation. We did, I enter into the protection of the one who opens it all. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, from the evil of whatever he created. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ, from the evil of darkness when it covers. Darkness is one, the darkness of the night. When it covers, then ants come out, insects come out, scorpions come out, snake comes out. One darkness, Sahaba radiallahu anhu explained, is darkness which covers the mind. When does darkness cover the mind? Darkness covers the mind when you got too much of desire. Shahwa, passion. So it doesn't have to be darkness outside. You are watching too much of something you're not supposed to see. Some people say, YouTube catches me a lot. So we tell them, either give away the phone or delete YouTube. Finished. You can't watch YouTube and then say, I don't want to watch the wrong thing. It's not going to happen. You either delete YouTube and say, I'll never see YouTube in my life. Then you won't see the wrong thing. And if the person says, but so much good things there are on YouTube, you'll say, the world never had YouTube so many years. During that time, they read Quran and they knew about the world. You don't need it. But you can't say, I'll go see YouTube good things and I just hope the bad thing don't come. Sometimes you can't, like darkness when it's dark, you say, you can't go outside. If there's no lights, don't go out. You say, no, I want to go out, but the snake mustn't bite me. That's what's happening with YouTube today. Shahwa is something when it comes to a height, desire. And you said, okay, example now, the world at the moment is going towards this matric party. And every year, matric parties is going bigger in number. They pay a lot of money for those parties. And they buy that tag and that band which allows them access into every room. And you tell the person, why you want that band which allows you your private room also? What are you going to do in a private room? So that Muslim boy will say, no, I'll just go chill with my friends. He already bought it. And then he's saying, but make dua, I don't do anything wrong. It means you entered into a dark area, which is surrounded by snakes, lions, tigers, and you're saying, Allah, let them not bite me. So whatever you can't avoid, this surah will tell you, Allah must protect me from it. But at the same time, when you are making this dua, you are saying, Allah, let me not walk into that. You can't go into it. So shahwa, desire, when it comes high, a sahabi radiallahu anhu says, it covers the mind. So he translated from the evil of darkness when it covers, meaning from the evil of the darkness of desire, when it covers my senses. Drugs covers the senses. Alcohol covers the senses. Islam never allowed it. Going into an avenue where there's rock and roll, there's music, there's lights, Quran said it's going to cover your mind. Going onto the internet and just carrying on until you enter a site which is dark. But once the mind is covered, you'll never know after that what you're doing. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ. There are witches everywhere. There's a witch in the club, he's blowing. There's a witch on the internet who's blowing. There's a witch who's making those movies, he's blowing. There's a devil blowing. I seek your protection from all the blowers in all the knots. My knots must open. The knots around must open. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ. And from the evil of the jealous one when he shows his jealousy. The most jealous in the world is the devil. He was the jealous of Adam alayhi salam. He's jealous of every one of us. He knows himself is not going to paradise. He wants to make sure none of us go into paradise. From the evil of the jealous one. He's the most jealous. And after that, there are many people who are jealous. Hasid is hasad. Same thing. Hasada, hasada, hasadu, hasadat. And if you go husida, jealousy was made on him. People were jealous of him. Husida, husida, husidu, husidat. Husidata, husidna, husidtu. So you will have a hasid, you will have mahsud. The man who someone is jealous with. These two surahs, you will learn these words tomorrow. And tomorrow, inshallah, we will start with قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ